I'm Marco Werman with The World. What if I told a story that started with, and they lived happily ever after? The end at the beginning. Confusing, right? Well, embrace the confusion, as Japanese-American writer Marie Mutsuki Mockett would say. She's the author of Where the Dead Pause and the Japanese Say Goodbye, A Journey. Mockett embraces different ways of telling stories. She says in Japan, fairy tales often depict objects as having a life of their own. And that has a way of influencing culture there.
I have this private theory that it's one of the reasons why the Japanese are so good at design. You know, they're so good at designing the perfect pencil or cup because they see objects as being alive. It's just not just a thing. It's just when you pick up a cup, you want to feel good about this cup and feel that it's an object that almost has a soul. And there are even these beautiful hand scrolls that I've seen which depict the idea that if an object makes it to 99 years, when it turns 100, it has the chance to have a soul.
Wow.
And therefore, people would throw away objects after 99 years. And so there are these hand scrolls depicting the angry 99-year-old rejected objects that are coming back to wreak havoc on the owners who threw them away. And I talked about this concept with my mom once, and I'm sure I was going on and on saying, what does it mean? And she said, what it really means is you're supposed to take care of everything around you in life. You're supposed to take care of a chair and a parasol so that it can last 100 years. You're not supposed to just throw things away. And when you go to Japan, things are very carefully taken care of and packaged, which has another problem because they do wrap everything in paper. But there's something I think valuable in the idea that when you have a cup or when you have a book, you want to take care of it and not just think, oh, I have this for now. I can throw it away and get another one. But that objects are to be taken care of and preserved, almost as though they do have a soul. I think that's sort of a nice attitude to have, and perhaps an attitude that we're coming around to again.
It's a great attitude. Marie, your mother's Japanese, your father's American, is that it?
That's right, yes. Right.
When you put out the memoir last year, Where the Dead Pause and the Japanese Say Goodbye, A Journey, the New York Times remarked about your double-sidedness, bringing to bear both the dry rationality of the West and the sticky sensibilities professed by the Japanese. Is your perspective on storytelling, you know, opening up our minds to different ways of telling stories, is it more feasible when it is someone like you who has this dual kind of background and this dual vision?
Oh, I think it's possible, but I tend to have great faith in people. And I also feel like there's so many young people who are hungry for stories that aren't just produced by the same Hollywood machinery, and maybe not even just younger people, but people who like to see stories that are different, that offer a human perspective that maybe is slightly different from the culture from which they come. So maybe it's easier for me, or maybe I just spend a lot of time trying to analyze what is the difference and what am I seeing and why is it different and what are we responding to?
What would you
There's
say the
so
difference
many young,
is?
One of the differences is in fairy tales, this wonderful Japanese Jungian psychologist says, a number of Japanese fairy tales resolve with a beautiful image derived from nature. So at the end of the fairy tale, instead of the prince killing the ogre and marrying the princess and finding a pot of gold, whoever the hero is we've followed through the fairy tale maybe is left with an image of Mount Fuji and smoke coming up from it, you know, sort of pondering eternity, which is a different value. And I think those of us who travel and who are aware that all human experience is valuable like those stories because they stretch us and make us grow. And we want to be able to see the world in a way that's different from our own. You know, people like that feeling of being challenged and of being asked to see the world differently because we are more connected and it's easier than ever to get someplace if you want to.
Marie Mutsuki Mockett, the author of Where the Dead Pause and the Japanese Say Goodbye, A Journey, has just been named as a finalist for the Penn Open Book Award. Marie, congratulations and thanks very much for speaking with us.
Oh, thank you so much. It was my pleasure. Thank you.